It's Tuesday, April 7th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. COVID-19 has become a pretense for the persecution of Christians in some sectors of the world. International Christian Concern reports that a Nepali Christian woman, Janaki Dugana, was arrested for saying something about the coronavirus. The woman is known by the local community for praying over the sick. She was required to pay 5,000 rupees for her alleged crime. Local pastors say that, quote, the coronavirus situation has allowed the police to arrest and harass the Christian community, end quote. David Benham, a pro-life Christian author, was arrested for sidewalk counseling outside of an open-for-business abortion mill in North Carolina. Not only did Benham's group, Cities for Life Charlotte, have fewer than 10 people, they also practice social distancing. Listen to the encounter caught on video between the policeman and Benham as he was arrested.
I know you're acting under the advice of your attorney. We have the authority to be here.
We feel like we had firm legal standing.
I understand.
We should not be doing this.
I understand, and I appreciate your service.
Okay,
I really do.
So that's why all these police officers are here.
I understand.
We're prepared.
I'm very thankful
for this. And we, you know, if you want to make this, draw this line in the sand.
No, it's not me drawing the line in the sand. We are a recognized charity.
Who is it?
We are a recognized charity, and you know this. We are offering essential services to these mothers, and you know this. And we are practicing social distancing. We are doing everything well within the ordinance, well within the provisions.
It's a state statute.
It's well within the statute.
Benham told the Daily Wire, quote, this is selective enforcement of the law. They are coming after us because we're standing in front of an abortion clinic, end quote. Taking to Twitter, U.S. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, a constitutional attorney, called this, quote, an unconstitutional arrest, end quote. He said Benham was exercising, quote, core First Amendment rights, end quote, and insisted that the elected Democrat leaders are, quote, pro-abortion and abusing their power in a one-sided way to silence pregnancy counselors, end quote. U.S. deaths attributed to the coronavirus have now topped almost 11,000, according to the coronavirus sick map. The U.S. has sustained an average of 1,000 deaths per day since April 1st, for 5 days now. The American deaths from COVID-19 are about 25% of the 40,000 influenza-caused deaths experienced on average in the United States over the last few seasons. The Dow Jones Industrial Average saw a positive correction of 1,600 points yesterday on reports that new cases may be leveling off in New York and New Jersey, reports CNBC. However, the closing mark of 22,680 still represents a 7,000-point drop from February's high. New COVID-19 cases in Iran have begun decreasing since March 30th, after steadily increasing over a period of 1 month. Beginning March 26th, Italy also witnessed a decrease in the number of new cases. And active cases in South Korea have been on a steady decrease since March 15th, down to 3,600 from 7,500. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who is diagnosed with COVID-19, has been moved to the intensive care unit after his condition worsened, reports the Washington Post. The UK death rate from the virus is the seventh highest for large countries, following Switzerland, Netherlands, France, Belgium, Italy, and Spain. Queen Elizabeth addressed the nation concerning the present crisis, but made no mention of God, of faith in God, humility, or repentance before God. Listen to one sentence of her 4-minute address, which is representative.
Together we are tackling this disease, and I want to reassure you that if we remain united and resolute, then we will overcome it.
Psalm 146, verses 3 through 5 warns, do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man, in whom there is no help. His spirit departs, he returns to his earth. In that very day his plans perish. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Lifeway Research reports that 7% of U.S. churches are still holding live in-person services as of March 29th. On March 1st, 99% of churches held in-person services. On March 8th, 95% of churches held in-person services. On March 15th, 64% of churches held in-person services. And on March 22nd, 11% of churches held in-person services. Only 3% of U.S. churches say they will have an in-person gathering no matter what. And finally, a 90-year-old woman in Kirkland, Washington, survived the coronavirus and gives credit to God for it, reports CBN. At one point, doctors did not think Geneva would make it, and they called her family for final goodbyes. But she finally pulled through by the grace of God. Now, since the start of her audio is a little hard to understand, I want to make sure that you know she says, quote, "If it had not been for my faith in God and my family," end quote. Listen to Mrs. Wood in her own voice as she glorifies God in her interview with CBN News.
Had it been my faith in God and my family and their prayers and all of their families and the church and everything, and just the faith and prayers pull me through.
Friends, this week especially, we are reminded that we have no fear of death because Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 19 through 20 and 56 through 57 says, "If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, April 7th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.